and I hit on our Halloween route. Every year, Miss Murdy May dresses like Glinda, the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz, and gives out candy bars from the front porch. Her wrinkled face is a scary sight under that curly blonde wig and rhinestone tiara. But it's worth looking at her and putting up with her Glinda speech in exchange for an almond joy. Today, Miss Murdy May greets me at the door and tells me to wait in the living room with the judge while she gets her list. I'm hoping it's short because of my big plans this afternoon at Scarlett's house. The judge sits there, fumbling with his pocket watch. Before Miss Murdy May leaves the room, she says, "Brother, you remember Tobias Wilson, Opalina's boy? I'll be right back, Toby." The judge looks up and stares at me. His head is cocked sideways, and a string of drool hangs from the corner of his mouth. Everything in the living room is either green or gold. Last year, Miss Murdy May hired a decorator from Amarillo to do over the entire house. Miss Murdy May accidentally left the decorator's bill out when Miss Gladys Tootle was visiting. $10,000. It was the talk of Antler until Christmas, when Miss Murdy May and Miss Tootle competed with their outdoor decorations. They used so many